Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, some people say you should never date your friends. And other people say you should always date your friends.
Okay.
All I know is you should definitely wear your friends' underwear when they're not around. That's the only thing I know about friend relationships.
That's not a good thing.
Other than that, I'm kind of lost when it comes to friends and relationships.
Yeah.
But we're going to learn a little bit from Lisa, who's on the phone right now, because apparently she wants to do a second date update with a friend of hers.
Oh, really?
Is that right, Lisa?
That's right.
Okay, are you currently wearing his underwear?
No.
Okay.
Well, then you're not good enough friends to even really call yourself friends. So, yeah, your email was a bit confusing. So you went on a date with your friend?
Well, okay. So we have this circle of friends, and we just kind of met a new guy, and he just recently joined. We've been hanging out for probably about a year, and I don't know, I've just kind of had a crush on him, like, since the day I saw him.
Okay.
His name's Emilio.
Emilio.
Mm-hmm. He's really cool, and we all get along really well, you know, and so I just kind of decided that I wanted to ask him out.
So did he know immediately that you were asking him out on a date, or did he think it was just friendly?
Backstory. We always do a Friendsgiving, and we come over, everybody brings something, and we do this big party. Well, I figured, because it was going to be his first Friendsgiving, why don't we go and have, like, a drink first, just he and I, and it could be kind of a date, and we could go to the party together, and not everybody would need to know or anything, but he and I would know.
Okay, so it's like a secret date.
Yeah, it's kind of to just, like, see how it felt.
And did it feel good?
What? Why do you say it like that?
It was just a drink, Jubal.
How did it feel?
Yeah, but she wanted to see how it felt, so I'm just wondering, how did it feel?
I'm blushing so hard right now. Oh, my God.
So it felt good, if you're blushing. No, but I think that that's a really smart idea, because then you don't have the pressure of your friends also pushing a relationship on you if you guys find out that you don't actually click.
Exactly. And I was like, I went back and forth on it for a couple of days, but I finally gave him a call and I was like, yo, what do you feel about this? And he was like, yeah, sure. Let's go have a drink. So we did. And it turned out great. Like, we had great conversation and we didn't need the other people around us, you know, to have that conversation.
All right. And did it feel like a date the whole time, or was it just like two friends hanging out until you meet up with your other friends?
Well, at first it kind of felt like the latter, the two friends. But then he totally, like, ordered my drink for me when he found out what I was getting, and he paid. Like, it was a date. It was, I don't know, it felt like a date to me.
Was there any outright flirting that was going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was definitely some, like, flirting or anything, but no, like, kiss or anything yet. You know, he was a gentleman.
All right, you wanted to wait until you got to your Friendsgiving party so you guys could just start making out at the table and confuse everybody.
All over the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, and just have the rest of your friends like, what just happened?
We wanted to put on a show.
Yeah.
So fast forward, the date went great. We got to Thanksgiving and everything seemed to be fine. You know, nobody really knew. It wasn't anything that was super obvious, but the issue happened like when dinner was actually being served.
Oh, there's an issue?
Yes, there is an issue. Unfortunately, we were all sitting at dinner and I guess some political crap was being talked about.
Oh, no.
I don't really know. It was kind of on the other side of me, but I guess it really upset Emilio and one of our other friends. They were like fighting and arguing, and all of a sudden they both like stood up from their chairs and were getting very puffed up, you know, like guys do where they're like, ah. Yeah.
So wait, this is Emilio and then one of your friends that was at the table?
Yeah,
that are now like
one of our friends.
Oh, getting
sounds
ready
like
to
an awesome Friendsgiving.
They look like they're about to beat the crap out of each other. And I'm sitting there like, whoa, what happened? Emilio, are you okay? And everyone's trying to just calm everybody down because no one's like blaming anybody. It's just a conversation that went awry.
So what happened?
Did they fight?
Well, they start yelling and our other friend starts to like rear back to hit him in the face.
Whoa.
And then one of the friends catches him and Emilio just like leaves. He just rushes off. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. And he just leaves. And he won't return my calls. I've been trying to text and call. And I thought we had a good time. And I don't know if he's just embarrassed mm-hmm. from what happened because he's like the new friend or if there's something wrong with me. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, even if something like that happened and you guys were cool, you'd still think he'd respond to you.
Right? Like, maybe we could gossip about our crazy friend.
Yeah.
And he hasn't said a word to you?
He hasn't. And I've sent him, like, text messages like, hey, man, I'm so sorry about what happened. Do you want to talk? And I've even called and left messages. And my last message was basically, hey, I'm here if you need me. Things got heated. It'll blow over. And then nothing still.
Wow. And have you heard from your circle of friends?
He hasn't talked to anybody.
Like, he hasn't.
Everybody, we have this group message, you know?
Right.
And everyone's kind of like, question mark, Emilio. And the other guy, his name was Rob. They're all like, Rob's taking a few days to himself. So I don't...
It's always a Rob that starts a fight, isn't
it? It's always Rob.
Oh, Rob.
But I'm just so confused, and I'm so hesitant, and I just feel awkward.
Okay, well, we'll help you out and make it even more awkward. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
Yep, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.